In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Your Excellency Bishop Mark Brennan, dear archbishops and bishops, dear priests, deacons, consecrated religious and lay faithful of the Diocese of Wheeling Charleston, dear friends, I'm truly pleased to join with you today in this beautiful Cathedral of St. Joseph as Bishop Mark Brennan is installed as the 9th Bishop of the Diocese of Wheeling Charleston. Your Excellency, as you begin your mission, the Holy Father asks you to be the father of this family of faith in West Virginia, to be close to your brother priests and to the people of God, showing them, above all, the compassion of God the Father, entrusting you to Saint Joseph and to his beloved spouse, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth. I now have the pleasure of reading an English translation of the Apostolic Letter of Appointment. Francis, Bishop, servant of the servants of God, to our venerable brother Mark Edward Brennan, until now titular Bishop of Rosubisir and auxiliary of the Archdiocese of Baltimore, appointed Bishop of Wheeling Charleston, greetings and apostolic blessing. Standing firm in the Lord, let us rejoice always in him, making known to all our kindness, having no anxiety at all, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, making our requests known to God, so that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding may guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Bolstered by this encouraging exhortation and guided by this pattern of our pastoral zeal, it is with fatherly love that we turn our attention to the spiritual needs of the ecclesial community of Wheeling Charleston, which currently vacant owing to the resignation of its former ordinary, Michael Bransfield, awaits a new director of diocesan life. Accordingly, we have turned our thoughts to you, venerable brother, who have achieved so much in the fulfillment of your apostolic work as auxiliary of the Archdiocese of Baltimore, and in our judgment are endowed with the character, wisdom, and sound judgment, rendering you suitable to be appointed to nurture this new flock. Therefore, upon consultation with the Congregation for Bishops, by the fullness of our apostolic authority, we release you from the aforementioned titular church and the office of auxiliary, and we appoint you Bishop of Wheeling Charleston, conferring upon you the due rights and imposing the relative obligations which are connected with this mandate. It is our desire that you inform the clergy and the faithful of this ecclesial community about this our decree, and we exhort them to welcome you as a father to be loved, a teacher to be heeded, and a guardian of souls to be supported. Finally, venerable brother, as we entrust these important responsibilities to you, we implore God to accompany you to nourish this flock by your example and the eminent wisdom of the cross, so that you may always live in love as Christ loved us. Given at Rome at St. Peter's on the 23rd day of the month of July, in the year of the Lord 2019, the 7th of our pontificate, Francis. Most Reverend Mark Edward Brennan, you have heard the letter of His Holiness Pope Francis. You are called by the Holy Spirit to serve Almighty God and the people of the Diocese of Wheeling, Charleston, in faith and in love as their shepherd. Having already accepted the appointment of the Holy Father, are you willing to serve the people of this diocese in the tradition of the apostolic faith of the Church?
I do accept the pastoral care of the people of God in the Diocese of Wheeling, Charleston, and I resolve to serve faithfully the spiritual needs of this local church. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. O God, who made the mother of your Son to be our mother and our queen, graciously grant that, sustained by her intercession, we may attain in the heavenly kingdom the glory promised to your children. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. For a child is born to us, a son is given us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. From David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and Ooh. is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high, and looks upon the heavens and the earth below.
Lectura de la carta del apóstol San Pablo a los romanos. Hermanos, nosotros sabemos que Dios dispone de todas las cosas para bien de los que lo aman, a quienes Él ha llamado según su propio designio. A los que de antemano conoció, también los destinó a ser como su Hijo y semejantes a Él, a fin de que sea Él primogénito en medio de numerosos hermanos. Por eso, a los que eligió de antemano, también los llama, y cuando los llama, los hace justos, y después de hacerlos justos, les dará la gloria. Palabra de Dios.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And as of kingdom, there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good that everyone's sitting, because you never know how long it might go, right? My friends, a people walked in darkness and dwelt in the land of gloom. Those words of Isaiah, referring to enemy armies oppressing the kingdom of Israel, are, I think, an apt description for how many Catholics in this country have felt over the past year, and in particular, how many West Virginia Catholics have felt perhaps for even longer. Now, the scandals we have learned about have caused painful disappointment, confusion, anger, and distrust of church leaders. We have to face that situation with open eyes and determined spirits to bring about true and lasting change. But Isaiah's message to an oppressed people does not end in the darkness. Hear it again. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. My friends, it takes no humility on my part to admit that I am not the light. The light is the child born to us, the son given us. The light is Mary's child, Jesus, whom we call, he called himself, the light of the world. Through him, God has acted to bring his people out of darkness, the darkness of sin and death, into his marvelous light. I hope that with trust in the Lord and with your help, I may reflect in my service here in Wheeling, Charleston, some of the Lord's light as the moon reflects the sun. During these dark times, many others have persevered in reflecting Christ's light of faith and love, despite their own struggle to make sense of the crisis that confronts us. I think of the parents who have continued to pray with their children and teach them right from wrong. The parish priests who have continued to preach the gospel and baptize and marry and conduct funerals. The Catholic Charities personnel who have never ceased reaching out to those addicted to opioids or who simply lack food or clothing. The teachers in our Catholic schools who have shown up every day to teach the young and form them in the faith. The teachers in our religious education programs who've done the same every week. I think of our teenagers, young people, whose youth reflects so much promise and whose vibrant faith fills us with so much hope. I think also of the diocesan chancery staff who have come to work every day to advance God's work in this fine state, even under very trying circumstances. Christ's light has been shining in the darkness through all of them. And as St. John says in his gospel, the darkness has not overcome it. I thank God for these faithful West Virginia Catholics. Yeah. Now, behavior has consequences. And there are consequences to bad behavior in the past that will have to be dealt with. That's one of my responsibilities, and I assure you that I will meet it. At the same time, it is my fervent hope and prayer that we can begin to find our way forward. The light of Christ beckons us to move now from the painful past toward him, not in denial, but in confidence that the Lord will supply us with the wisdom and the strength to do things better, to live our faith with greater integrity, and to reflect more brightly, as far as our human weakness and limitations will permit, his own enduring light. A painful reality we must confront is that the fact that some of our people have been so outraged and discouraged that they've stopped going to Mass, even stopped praying. Others have certainly been tempted to do so. I ask all who feel that way, maybe some of you do, maybe you don't, but you know people who do. I ask all who feel that way to consider the example of West Virginians of an earlier era. When the dark clouds of secession were rolling over the state of Virginia in the spring of 1861, the people of these western counties, these western mountains, chose to remain in the United States of America. They would not break their bonds, their unity with Ohio and Pennsylvania, with Michigan and Kentucky. They petitioned Congress to admit them as the state of West Virginia, which Congress did in 1863. Many of their sons, the ancestors perhaps of some of you here present today, fought to maintain the integrity of the Federal Union. I know that strong feelings of revulsion may lead some to walk away, but I urge all of us to recall Jesus' prayer for his disciples the night before he died. I pray that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Unity with one another and with God is what the Lord wants for us, and I think what we truly did want in our own hearts. One man told me recently he had stopped going to Mass in his parish because of the scandals he'd heard about. But then he asked himself, who was he helping by doing that? No one. Who was he hurting? Himself. He has since returned to Mass, still eager to see the Church address its failings and to bring about lasting reform, but conscious that walking away doesn't help. As Simon Peter said to the Lord when some disciples were leaving Jesus because of hard teachings, Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. My many years as a parish priest and 2.5 as a bishop have shown me that the work of healing and renewal is the work of us all. Every one of us must find ways to reveal that light that overcomes all darkness, even in our own personal struggle to make sense and to understand our situation. Today, we celebrate the octave or the eighth day after the great feast of the Assumption of Mary, body and soul, into heaven. And we celebrate the queenship of Mary. Mary is a model for every disciple of her son. She said yes to God in very difficult circumstances. She's an example for us to imitate. Our difficulties, our problems, are not a situation we have to deal with, not only the misdeeds of a former bishop here, or the revelations of clergy sex abuse, or the irresponsibility of some bishops, bad as those scandals are. But they are also, these problems, these difficulties, these great obstacles in the path of human development. The opioid epidemic in this state that is robbing us of our relatives and friends. The poverty that envelops towns where the factories have closed and rural areas that have never known prosperity. The power exercised by some big businesses that act like bullies in the schoolyard. The need for robust educational opportunities for our young people, to which our Catholic schools are capable of making a major contribution. The hopelessness among too many of our young people whose depression and suicide rates are rising, and an extreme individualism in this country that denies our common ties and leads only to isolation. In the face of all of these social evils and many others, we dare in this church to offer something better. Good news. Good news in the midst of every bad news. News too good to keep to ourselves. What is it? God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that all who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. That's the good news. We who believe in the Son of God know that his grace upholds us in the trials and joys of this life and will lead us on to eternity. That experience of Christ as Savior and Lord in his church, we must share with others. We must invite them to put their faith in the Savior God has sent, the Savior who even now abides with us. A few years ago, I'm heading out towards St. Louis, visit cousins out there. I saw two vanity license plates. I think it was on I-70 heading west. One said, "You can't." You can't. It had the apostrophe. The other said, I'll spell it for you, G-O-D-I-Z, the number 4, the letter U. God is for you. Got it? Got it? Yeah, good. Okay, you got it. Good. That second license plate, that's St. John's message to us. When he said, God so loved the world that he sent his Son to redeem us from sin and death. It's the message of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans. We know that all things work for the good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Believing that, we can reject the pessimism, the sterile pessimism of that first vanity plate that says, you can't. We can say, like Mary, we can. We can let God fulfill his purpose in us and not let the darkness return to the earth. We can right the wrongs of the past and move on to make Christ known, helping our neighbor in need and remaining united in faith and love. West Virginia Catholics, cherish your faith and the Holy Church that has nurtured it. Make Mary's yes to God your own. And work with me and your brothers and sisters to let the light of Christ be a light brightly visible in the mountains and valleys, the cities, streets, and country roads of this beautiful part of God's creation, West Virginia. My friends, gathered here as one to celebrate the good things we have received from God, let us ask him to hear our prayers as we ask for our needs and the needs of our church and all the world.
For Pope Francis, Archbishop Laurie, all bishops and clergy, and all who exercise leadership in the Church.
Las personas de la diócesis de Wheeling Charleston y por el obispo Brennan. Civic leaders who serve our country, state, and local communities.
We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hear us as our heroes. Send your rest to
Mwari baba wana masimba ose, musiki wedenga na pasi, makati sika no mfanani zowenyu, mukatipa nyika ino kutiti chengete, tibatani zeini imine mwana komana wenyu, no mwea mchene kutitiwe mpa mwe mamuri, tibatire iwo kutitibatane pasipose, tive nerudo, Nekugarisana seama neama. Tinokumbira kuti pasipano pave norugare, nekubatana, tikwanise kukuitira itose pamwe chete, kuti mbiri yenyu igone kwa pasipose.
We pray to the Lord.
who are in need, the poor, the unemployed, the homeless, and all who have lost hope.
രോഗികളും പീഡിതരുമായ അങ്ങേ ദാസരെ കരുണയോടെ നോക്കണമേ. അവരുടെ അനുദിന സഹനങ്ങളിൽ നിന്റെ കുരിശും പരിശുദ്ധ ദിവ്യകാരുണ്യവും അവർക്ക് സാന്ത്വനം നൽകട്ടെ എന്ന് ഞങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്നു.
Those who have been abused by persons in positions of trust.
We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Give us the sorry loss.
Sa lahat ng yumao sa buhay na walang hanggan na may pananampalataya sa Diyos.
We pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, in your great love, you send shepherds to guide your church, and you sustain us with your grace. Hear and answer the prayers of all who believe in you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we observe this memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we bring you our offerings, O Lord, praying to be given strength by the humanity of Christ, who offered himself to you on the cross as an unblemished oblation, and who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For you are merciful and just, scattering the proud and raising up the brokenhearted. When your Son humbled himself and accepted death, you crowned him with glory and honor and seated him at your right hand as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when the Blessed Virgin, your lowly handmaid, endured with patient suffering the shame of her son's crucifixion, you've exalted her above all the choirs of angels to reign with him in glory and to intercede for all your children, our advocate of grace and the queen of all creation. So with the whole host of angels, we proclaim your greatness as we praise you with one voice. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. And therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose end we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was to be betrayed, he himself took bread and, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, and all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, the servant Francis our Pope, Mark our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. By your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world.
To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At our Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to our apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
shepherd of the sheep, nurture us. When the cross is too heavy a burden, sustain us.
Let us pray. Having received this heavenly sacrament, we humbly pray, O Lord, that we who reverently celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Virgin Mary may merit to be partakers at your eternal banquet. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, you better sit down. Some thank yous are in order. And I know the Mass has gone on longer than the usual one, but, you know. I would like to thank Pope Francis and Archbishop Christoph Pierre, represented here by Monsignor Walter Irby, for their confidence in me. I hope it is not misplaced. We'll try to live up to it. I definitely want to thank Archbishop William Laurie for his friendship, his mentoring. I had no idea how to be a bishop, so he had to show me. And his support, more than 40 years, and for his time, energy, and love he has poured out for this diocese of Wheeling Charleston. I'd like to thank also Bishops Adam Parker and Dennis Madden, my collaborators in Baltimore, friends from Archdiocese of Washington, Bishops Mara Dorsonville, Roy Campbell, and Michael Fisher, and Bishop Barry Nustout, Bishop of Richmond, and college student of my second parish. And I was his vocation director. Bishop Fisher's too. Bishop Lawrence Brandt and Edward Malasek from a neighboring diocese of Greenberg, Bishop Michael Burbage of Arlington, and Bishop Richard Spencer, a Baltimore priest who is now a bishop for the military services of the United States, serving our armed forces around the world. Bishop William Skirla of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh. And if I missed anybody, gentlemen, I'm sorry, but that's all that's on the list here. As you can see, see how long it took for communion for the priests? There are lots of priests here, aren't there? Priests from Wheeling, Charleston, obviously, but also priests from Washington and Baltimore and a few other places scattered around the country, and I appreciate them being here. Also our deacons. Thank God we have our deacons in the church. I'd like to thank all the religious sisters. Some have served with me in St. Martin of Tours in Gaithersburg, Maryland, when I was pastor there, and others who are represented in who serve here in Wheeling, Charleston. I thank the bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of West Virginia, also the head of the Ecumenical Service. I've forgotten your names, gentlemen, but I'll learn them. You know, okay, Rabbi and our Eastern Orthodox, right? Very good. Good to have you here. And our public officials. Do we have any public officials here? Any mayors? Any governors? They stayed away. All right. Well, that's all right. We'll find them. I'd like to thank. I know where they live. You know. All right. My brother Paul, sister-in-law Pat, who've been such good, just brother and sister-in-law, but good friends over the years, and so much hospitality I've received from them. My St. Louis and Pittsburgh relatives, and many friends from near and far. I'd like to thank also the faithful from the parishes and the schools and agencies of the church in this diocese who have gathered here in this cathedral, and also all of you who are down at that, was it West Bank something arena down the hill or something? You know, thank you for watching all of this on the Jumbotron, and I hope you did get Holy Communion, because your intention was to be at Mass. And I said, they're coming. I've been to papal Masses, like World Youth Day, and you're half a mile away from the Pope, but you're taking part in Mass, and they bring us Communion, so they got Communion too. I'd like to thank also Brian Miner, who was Archbishop Laurie's delegate here in West Virginia, but also really a tremendous help to me in negotiating different things, how to, you know, learning more about West Virginia. Folks, Tim Bishop and also Greg Tucker, who has helped him in the communications area.
The other chancery officials and staff have stayed in their posts. The installation committee, the liturgy and music committees prepared the vespers last night and this mass. The seminarians, masters of ceremony, other liturgical ministers in this mass, thank all of you. Most of all, I thank God for his unceasing kindness to me over the years. I've let him down, but he's never let me down. From him, all blessings flow. May these blessings continue to flow abundantly here for the good people of the Mountain State, both Catholic and not. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Now and forever.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
And may Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, Lord, find the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
is not in your hearts. You saw the red. Light without the light. That would be wonderful at first sight of bad news.
Send them down the side aisle.